Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Back 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Jessica Moser's here. I'm excited too. Settle down. I know. Jessica's back. She's Senior VP for Small Business and Specialty Business at MetLife. She is segment head of MetLife's Group Benefits, responsible for you and me, small businesses. And she is joining us with the MetLife U.S. Chamber Index of Small Business Sentiment. How are they doing? And we're going to talk about some of the internals of what that means when they say they're doing okay. What does that mean? And she's our good friend Jessica. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, thanks so much for having me, and I'm happy to be here.
You're always welcome here, Jessica. So, okay, the MetLife U.S. Chamber Index. What did we learn this time?
So, what we heard is basically that things are getting better. So, 6 in 10 say from a small business owner's perspective, the U.S. economy is in good health, and over half say the local economy is in good health.
See, that's the thing. That's a really important point when you're talking to small business owners. You have to ask them two questions. How do you feel about the economy? And how do you feel about your economy? You have to ask them because they have both of those perspectives, and they could be different, right?
They totally, exactly, right? So overall, right, the index says 27% of small business owners plan to increase investment in their company over the next year. So that's great news. And
that's about their economy. That's what they're seeing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're seeing directly from their customers. I mean, they may be hearing about the macro economy, and that may make them feel good. But if they got customers saying, you know, look, we need some help, then that's their economy.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. And it like to your point, it varies, right? So if we think about it by industry, small manufacturers are particularly bullish, right? 7 in 10 of them are feeling good about their local and national economic outlook. Regionally, the Northeast has historically in the index been more pessimistic.
Yep.
Last year, they said 46% of them said the U.S. economy was in good shape. This, at this last quarter's index, that was up to 58%.
Wow, that's great.
So we also look at it. So that's good news. We look at it, like I said, by industry, by geography. We also look at it by business owner segment. So female business owners, we look at, you know, the way people are, by gender, how the business owners are answering the question. So female business owners were a bit more pessimistic in prior quarters, but this quarter they were just as optimistic.
Any way of knowing why? That seems...
So, but we don't know why they were. Our hypothesis was that the female business owners are ending up putting in a lot more hours, just sort of if you think about working women in general. But before we had a chance to deep dive onto it to see if, so it was a point in time, one quarter.
Right.
This quarter they've come back up. So,
good.
You know, it could have been a blip. Maybe
just,
the government shutdown hit them in a different way.
The way the thing rolled out. But this thing, you know, one of the best examples of that my economy, the macro economy question, happened in the fourth quarter of 16, in the first quarter, and maybe even the second quarter of 17, when Wall Street was going nuts, corporate America was going nuts, small business owners were still cautiously optimistic because we were waiting on the cash register to ring. We heard about all the excitement. We were optimistic. But we couldn't really say our economy was great because it wasn't great.
Exactly.
It took a little while to roll out
you, exactly.
to roll all the way out to our doorstep.
Exactly.
And that's why, in my opinion, Jessica, if you really want to know what's going on in the economy, you'll talk to a small business owner.
Agree. And I think when we think about small business owners, it does make sense for us to think about them not with just one broad brush of small business owner, but to look at them by geography, by gender, by age. So like younger small business owners from a hiring perspective are really looking to hire. Most firms, as you know, are owned by boomers and pre-boomers. Mm-hmm. 40% of Gen X and millennial-owned firms plan to increase headcount, right, even though they only are 27% of our survey respondents. So
that's really good news.
A positive indicator.
That's really good news. The question is, though, is the one that you and I have talked about a lot in the last year or two,
yeah.
And that is, can they find people? Can they find the people? That's the challenge,
yeah.
And we're all dealing with it. I don't know with this for a fact, but I'll bet MetLife has issues on this. I mean, everybody's having this. Big companies, small companies, we're all having trouble finding qualified people. Jessica, I need the website quickly, please.
It's www.metlife.com.
Right.
And if you go on there and you search small business, you'll get to our website that focuses just on what we're doing with small businesses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.